Hello and welcome to another edition of the TeachNet podcast. I'm Clifford Brown, and with me today I have Michael Hallisey and I have Eamon Codd from the Sacred Heart Senior School in Killinarden. And what we're going to talk about on the podcast today is tea mail. That's tea as in tea for tea. Okay, why did TeachNet, Michael, provide tea mail in the first place, and what's the thinking behind it?
Yeah, thanks, Cliff. I suppose tea is for TeachNet, and we thought that TeachNet was doing, you know, we do a lot of work in the area of teacher professional development, and we're very much concerned with the teaching profession. You know, we have courses, we have online CPD, but we also have the blog and we have podcasts. And we were finding that more and more teachers were accessing these resources. And in discussions with a number of teachers, it was pointed out that teachers don't have a professional email for their work. Most teachers have email addresses that they have set up themselves, either at their own domain name, or they have a Google email, or they have a Live at Edu email address or a Hotmail address. And we thought, look, it would be great to have a special service that would be for teachers for their professional work.
Okay, so this is teacher mail, basically. It's a professional email service for teachers. And Eamon, you are one of the early adopters of this service. And can you tell me, how is it being used in your school?
Yeah, well, in our school, it was set up that each teacher was given an individual address. And then within that, all the addresses are linked. So once you log into your Tmail, you have access to communicate with everyone within the school. So we use it as an internal system. So it'll save you a load of time rather than having to physically go around and make sure everyone's got your message. You're guaranteed once you click on the names that everyone's received the message.
Okay, then, so you can set up a whole group for the school then quickly, and you can send one email, make sure everybody gets it.
And everyone will get it. And coupled with that, then you can ask for the teacher to send a reply back to you to make sure that they've got it as well. That facility is available on it.
And if the teacher, needs to access that email, where do they access it from?
Well, they can access it in school on the computer, but similarly, or as well as that, in the school, a lot of the teachers have smartphones now. Mm-hmm. So they'll have their email address linked to their smartphone. So as soon as you send the email, they'll have a notification that they've received an email on their Tmail, and they'll be able to check it.
I see. That's all. That sounds very interesting and useful indeed. Michael, coming back to you, can you tell me what are the features of Tmail that make it really relevant to teachers?
Yeah, well, I think Eamon has. Has painted a very practical picture. I think the first thing is it needs to meet a demand that's out there in schools, and I think particularly in large schools like in Sacred Heart Senior School in Killinarden, where there's a large staff, there is a need to improve communication. And I think also other facilities are that this is a cloud-based service, so it comes with a slimmed-down version of Microsoft Word, Excel and PowerPoint, that if the school was working on documents, say, for example, a policy, that they could actually use these tools in the cloud and they could share documents and they could work on them together collaboratively, again, improving productivity. I mean, ultimately, we see this as a set of tools to improve productivity within the school. there's an ability to store files in the cloud. There's no need for teachers to bring in, you know, floppy disks, and probably no more of those anyway, mm-hmm. but memory sticks into schools, bringing in viruses, et cetera, et cetera. So if it's in the cloud, that they can access their material. So it is getting away from this. It's helping teachers to have their own content in folders, for a school to have folders around particular things, like policies and timetables, all in one particular spot.
Okay, and does it have the regular features of email? Like, can you attach a document to it or a picture to it? Or?
Absolutely. I mean, it's an email. It's like any other email.
You won't
know any different. I mean, I'd be interested to hear what Eamon's thoughts on it are. But I mean, it's email in the cloud. I mean, it's where everything is going. But ultimately, it's designed around the school, and if a teacher wants an account, we can set that up. But we really would like schools to set it up.
Okay, Eamon, coming back to you now, how are your staff finding the service?
No, I was going to say, in particular on the timetable, like it just makes it so easy. In our school, we have a set of iPads, and just so it's divided out fairly, John on the staff sends the timetable out, and everyone fills in whatever time that they need. But again, it saves so much time. He doesn't need to physically go and meet every teacher, and you know, you're not interrupting classes when you have a message to deliver.
See, well, now that all our listeners have heard about these great features, let's get to the practical issues, Michael. How does somebody sign up for this?
Well, I suppose the first port of call is to go to the TeachNet website, and there is a button on the menu bar to join TeachNet, and if you click on that, you will be brought to a page which gives you it's called the members benefits, and that will give you the benefits of the service. It'll explain to you that you'll have 10 gigs of storage. It'll explain all those features that I talked about, and it'll also outline to you that you have a SkyDrive facility there where you have 25 gigs of space. And if you go down to the bottom, you have there's a header which says free online service for your school, and you click here, and that will take you off to another page where you sign up for a number of school accounts. And alternatively, if you're just doing it on an individual basis, at the bottom of the page there is an application for a teacher.
So that's important to clarify. An individual teacher in a school can apply for this. You don't need to have the whole school involved if needs be.
No, exactly.
But the whole school can be involved also.
Absolutely.
And critically, people say, well, is there any cost associated with this?
Well, the beauty is it's free. And right. I suppose, you know, there are schools who have set up their own services like this. The beauty of this is all the hard work is done for you. And you need somebody technical, I would argue, to set up the system if you're using Google or something else. So this is set up for you and it's free. And this is a service that has been provided by Microsoft Ireland to Irish teachers. And we think that it's a really good service and it makes sense to use it.
Okay, I'm going to finish with you, Eamon, and just ask you a little bit more about it. In terms of your administration, you've told us that it makes life very easy. But as an individual, as a teacher, what are the benefits for an individual teacher using this, do you think?
I was going to say, I definitely think it's a positive thing to have a professional email address rather than having it mixed in with your own personal stuff.
Yes.
So on a very basic level, it gives you, you know, more of a standing as a teacher that you have your professional email address. I'm the homeschool teacher, so again, having an email address to distribute to the parents, and it's going to be your professional email address that nothing's being mixed in, and they feel that they can contact you using that email address.
That's a great benefit. Okay, and so Michael, did you want to add anything now?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to finish there on that. I think Eamon's point about the professional, I mean, it's you know, it's the teacher's name at school, at Tmail, so it's very much associated with the school. So I think that's quite important. And I think that, you know, it is important that as professionals that we have an email address that's for our work. And more people today have multiple email addresses, and that, you know, that we have one for our work in schools and then we have one for our personal lives. I think that's hugely important.
Thank you very much, Michael and Eamon. I hope everybody listening will now be curious to learn more about Tmail. And as Michael said, come to the teachnet.ie website where you can investigate further.